Oh no.
We could have roll call, please.
Chair Dave Gunter.
Present.
Vice Chair David Hambleton.
Present.
Member Tina Hastings.
Present.
Member Diane Sims.
Present.
And Member Beverly Teagy.
Present.
Thank you very much. Next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes from our February 20th. 2020 meeting. Do we have any questions, comments, or a motion to approve?
I move we approve the minutes.
We have a motion.
Yeah, Beverly.
Do we have a second?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, Beverly.
Thank you.
And Dave will second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Next on our agenda tonight is our two new business items. First up is the Shell gas station rebranding, color change, fuel price, and monument sign.
All right, good evening, Design Review Board. Christy Schmidt, Senior Planner here. This evening I'll be presenting the 76 gas station rebranding to Shell. You have a packet that was emailed out to you earlier, and it contains different attachments, including the rebranding proposal. And so are you all able to see my screen?
Yes.
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 Okay. All right. Just verifying that. So the scope of authority this evening for Design Review Board is the Design Review Board is required to review and approve the fuel price sign along with the commercial monument sign. And the design guidelines and the criteria are contained and outlined in the staff report. Here is a look at the gas station. Many of you are familiar with it. It is on the southwest corner of Bothell Everett Highway, which is right here, and then 164th Street. The relatively new community transit bus stop has been installed right along the site's frontage here on Bothell Everett Highway. And taking a look, this is a picture from Google Earth, thank you, 2018. And you can see the monument sign and the fuel price sign that you'll be looking at this evening for rebranding. It's bubbled here in red, and this is a good depiction of it. This is 164th and Bothell Everett Highway. So going through the rebranding proposal this evening, it is a 7-sheet detailed set. And we do have the applicant designer here this evening. Steve is present. So if you have any questions for him, he will be available for questions. So I'm just going to cover quickly the full rebranding packet, an overview of it. They are proposing to rebrand the entire site. The wall signs will be reviewed by staff administratively, as will the canopy, painting, etc., and also the Shell monument logos that are proposed to be installed on three sides of the canopy. So the canopy depictions and the logos are depicted here with N6 and N5 are the food mart. N2, N3, and N4 are the canopies. N1 is the monument sign. Here is the fuel price monument sign, along with the commercial identification sign. They're proposing to just simply use the existing structure, the base. They are proposing to cover up and conceal it so it has a nice uniform look with gray on the bottom. They are not proposing any sign size change at all to the sign. They both meet code for a total of 9 square feet per each sign. So as you can see here, here's the fuel price sign. And here is the commercial logo sign. It is proposed to be LED lit with only the lettering and the logo lit. Everything else will be solid per code. And let's see, we're gonna go ahead and move forward here. Here's the consistency requirements here. I've included also in the PowerPoint. They are depicted in the matrix within your staff report. Staff is recommending one condition of approval, And this is to add seasonal or low-growing evergreen ground cover or annuals or a combination thereof in the existing landscape bed. Because as you can see, at one point in time, it was probably landscaped, but currently it is not. The uplighting is proposed to be removed, and it will be internally lit, consistent with code.
So can I ask a question before you click?
Yes.
So yes, are the numbers for the fuel, are those going to be like digital and change? Is it that type of a thing? I can't tell really by looking at the picture.
Very good question. And in fact, they won't be, because currently our code does not allow digital changing signs.
I thought maybe that was the case. That's why I was asking.
Okay. It is. And unfortunately, we've been asked by 3 to 4 gas stations within the city for that. We just have not changed our code yet. So that is on our code amendment list. And it would definitely help bring Mill Creek up into compliance with current technology.
Okay.
This is what the applicant's left with.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, moving forward. Were there any other questions from the design review board on the proposal that's up for decision? Or shall I continue to run through the rest of the rebranding very quickly?
I think if we continue going through.
Okay, so moving through, as you can see, this is what the full exterior rebranding will look like along the canopy for the east, the west, and these are the existing pictures of those canopy elevations. Here is the north and south side in the existing one. So as you can see, it will really update it, make it look clean, fresh, new look, and with the shell. They will have the nighttime illumination. And as you can see here, they will be updating also the food mart also. They'll be taking it from the 76 to the shell, colors, logo, and scheme. Here's a look of the other side. Based on this, this is staff's conclusion for the presentation for the rebranding for the 76 to the Shell Station. I do have one condition I was recommending to the design review board for landscaping. And with that, I would open it up to the design review board for discussion this evening.
Anybody have any comments or questions?
Looks very straightforward to me. Mm-hmm.
I would agree.
I like the idea that you picked up on the landscaping needs around the sign, because it did look a little bare.
Thank you.
Great. So if we, if everyone's in agreement here, if we could have a motion that includes the installation of the seasonal flowers and or evergreen ground cover. Someone could make that motion.
I think everybody's looking at me.
Yeah, so. We are, Dave.
I'd like to make a motion to Mill Creek DRB approve the rebranding of the gas station from 76 to Shell at the southwest corner of 164th and the Bothell Everett Highway, with the one condition of approval proposed by staff having to do with some landscaping.
A second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And Steve, the applicant, any questions from you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your notice of decision that will be issued for you next week. And thank you for joining us this evening.
And I
agree. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
I want to compliment the applicant on the material presented. It makes it really easy to understand with no unanswered questions. It's very well done.
Yeah,
I appreciate
nice
that.
Job.
Yeah, I agree with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Can I just ask a quick question? I didn't catch who made the second. Was that Tina?
That was Tina.
Yeah. That was Tina. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's harder when you're not in person.
Fair enough in person, Sherry.
Okay, we're ready to move on. All right.
Wow, this is going quick.
Don't jinx it. Don't jinx it. Our next order of new business on our agenda tonight is the plat of Creekside West townhomes, building elevations, streetscape, and landscaping. And I think on this, as we often do when we're live, is let's discuss the plans and then maybe get an approval on that, and then go to the landscaping and get approval on that, so it's not all so much at once.
Perfect. And I did break down my PowerPoint that way because I know that's how the design review board likes to take it and hunts. Okay, so with that, I will move forward. The second application before you is the plat of Creekside West. Design review board will be looking at the building elevations, the roadway buffer, which is the streetscape, along with the internal private landscaping. Your design guidelines and the criteria are in 1734, section C and section H. It does require multifamily attached structures. There are building elevations to be reviewed by the design review board. So looking at that, I'd first like to orientate us and zoom us in here on the application. I'd like to first point out this is 132nd Street, and the project has frontage along 35th. The farm at Mill Creek is currently under construction. These two projects will have a pedestrian connection between the two. Currently, there is a pedestrian path that was constructed with the original plat of Creekside Place. So if you were on the public road of 134th Place Southeast, you would walk along a pedestrian walkway through the wetland. There is a boardwalk and a bridge that crosses the creek here, and then it does connect out to 35th, and that abuts the northern side of this particular parcel. Here is a picture of the existing frontage at this time. The site has been cleared. It was cleared, was it cleared 2 or 3 years ago, Cher? And I'm asking, we have Cher Anderson, the applicant here with Village Life. We have one of the owners here, Lisa Pugh. Am I saying your last name correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, thank you. Then we also have the architect, the designer here, Nicole. She is present also for any questions. Oh, no, landscape architect, no?
David Poppleton,
Nicole. Architect. Yeah, there's a Nicole on.
There okay, Nicole.
And Nicole's there. Hi.
Looks like Nicole's mic is muted though, so she's
yeah, sorry.
Yes.
She on my-
okay, architect. There we go. And then Kevin is here also. Okay, so as you can see here, this is one of the existing driveways and pedestrian walkways here. This project was approved by our hearing examiner back in May of 2018. It will create 10 fee simple townhome lots. Here is a look at the preliminary plat. This is the pedestrian pathway that I was referring to. It has a loop access, and it is actually in and out one way at the northern point here. The southern access drive is for emergency access only, so it will have flexible bollards there, and it will be signed for emergency access only. This is grasscrete here. Along the frontage on 35th, there is the 50-foot roadway buffer, which we'll be looking at this evening for landscaping. And through there, you can see, is proposed, is required by code, is a 4-foot wide meandering sidewalk. The existing sidewalk is to be removed. You can see the layout here. They have a triplex, a duplex, and then a fiveplex. So here is the criteria, the building criteria, which you're all familiar with. If we need to come back to it, we certainly may. The applicant is proposing a design that's a timeless farmhouse design for the attached townhome units. They are proposing quality materials. They're very hardy with natural appearance. They went with a clean line look with, it does have a lot of modulation, pitched roofs. They are using tones in white, gray, black, with accents in teals. Both the windows and the porch railings are the aluminum black, and you will see them here. Here's a look at the material board. Sorry, you can touch all you want here. You can reach out here. Have some hard plank siding. As you can see, the comp roofing is in black. Here's the gray body. We have several different colors of gray proposed. You can see the Chelsea gray, the Coventry gray. It's also pure white for the main body. We have accents in the two different color teals and also accents in the wood. And then we also have cedar for board and batten. So moving forward, let's take a look. Here is a depiction of the railings also. You can see here, I did a blow up here on one of the units. So the first building elevation we'll look at here is the duplex. They have a very similar look. And as you can see here, they have the pitched roofs. They have the black windows. We have board and batten and gray on the bottom, which is good. We have the white up on the top and we have several projections with the wood to add breakup to the modulation also. All the entries are covered in the garage door here. We have a little variation here. For instance, you can see this garage has the outcropping over here. And let's see, then here is the 3D elevation of the duplex. We have this available for all three of the building elevations. And so with that, are there questions as far as on the duplex, or shall I move forward to the triplex? Okay, with that said, I'm just gonna move through the elevations here. Here is the triplex elevation. Very similar. They have a breakup of each unit type, as you can see, and each one has their own individual porch and back patio also down below. This project does face to the east at NGPA area, so the white buildings will be set off by the green native preserve behind them. Here is a 3D viewing of the triplex here. The garage doors do have frosted opaque windows. Here is the fiveplex, a slightly larger structure, obviously, but they've done a good job in breaking it up in the units and with the patios. And as you can see, they've done a very good job, the architect, in applying equal detail to all sides of the building. Even the left and the right side, you can see they have equal detail and with the windows and including the backside, even to the east, to the wetland. So in the summer or in the winter time, when the deciduous trees do not have their leaves, Creekside Place will be able probably to see these units, obviously. They will have a good quality building to look at on that side also. And here is the 3D rendering of the fiveplex. And with that, I would like to open this up for discussion on the building elevations for design review board before we move forward.
Does anyone have any questions or comments?
I
have a question regarding the deck areas. What is the depth of those decks from the doors onto them to the edge where the railing is?
Oh, let me back up. I think they are 4 feet. Hold on, I'm gonna actually have to go back out into my floor plan. Okay. Architect here, if they know the question, or else pull up my floor plan.
They're 4 feet. They average out to 4 feet. Some of them get a little deeper than that, but they don't get smaller than 4 feet.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. I was wondering, just to open it up for kind of group discussion among the board, the white color, I always get concerned about white because it tends to show dirt, and it just seems like it would be very stark in this area. Normally, in these types of proposals, we see something neutral, you know, it's tans or grays or, you know, something like that. But what does the group think about all of this white here?
You know, I kind of actually liked the idea, since the background was going to be the, you know, the wetland and the green belt and stuff like that. I thought it might be nice, actually.
I would agree with you. I like the look of white.
Okay.
In this instance.
I agree with you too. I think they look a little industrial and not quite as exciting as they could with, like, if the different, you know, the different units were had a little bit of change between the units instead of just, you know, the only color is the, you know, a little, you know, three little brown accent panels like in the top right picture there. So I thought it could be a little more exciting, but maybe with this being 2020, maybe this is, we've seen a lot of black and white buildings recently, maybe this is the trend all the architects are going to. I don't know.
Okay. I actually would love for Lisa to speak because her and I had quite an extensive conversation about it. And I did drive by a product type that's built, and I apologize I didn't get a picture of it, but Lisa has some very good information along this lines of what you're bringing up.
Great.
Great.
Hi guys, I'm Lisa. So we actually decided to go with this farmhouse elevation. It was a little bit of, typically we build craftsman homes, so they have a lot of detail and gingerbread. And with this, we thought it set the product apart, but also blended with the current community and the farm up the street. So the farmhouse design has actually become pretty successful. Issaquah has done it, and we've seen it in Bothell, and actually Christy said in Lake Stevens she's seen a few who have done the white. And typically builders will do all white with these units because it's very farmhouse, but we were a little hesitant to go all white, and we wanted to make sure there was some differentiation there. So we added the wood elements, and then that's why we added the gray too, and then the pops of color with the front doors. It's kind of hard, but if you zoom in, you can see some like detailing above the garages. You know, we do some corbels under there. You can see that, you know, just certain elements that pop out, you know, the three dimension is definitely something we're very big on. I don't know if you've seen our communities when you drive around, but our elevations always stand very strong. And that's the number one reason why buyers purchase our product, is because of our design. So that's what we were going for there. And then the black windows are another piece. They're more expensive, but they add the element and the pop against the white. So sometimes it's hard to tell in the rendering, but when you see it in real life, you can really tell that difference, and it gives another element to the design. And David, I don't know if you want to add anything. You know, you designed the units, and so we were the project, and so we were trying to go for a theme that also has I'd say hit, definitely been successful and blended well in other states and other jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other than being super popular right now, the farmhouse style kind of resonates with people. It kind of brings them back. It reminds them of the past, while also being crisp and clean and also modern. So it's a really good bridge project between kind of your older stuff and your newer stuff. It's not going fully contemporary where you have flat roofs and big single pitch roofs. So I think it feels more kind of homey and it feels comfortable. It doesn't really stand out in a crowd. It feels really just clean and simple. And that's a really strong design concept across the country right now. I think the other thing that we purposely did, and this is just to address the color variation, there's only three buildings on the project. And so we were really trying to create a sense of place and community that these guys, they can all relate to each other. And sometimes when you don't have enough of something, it's really hard to like have every single one be a different color or mix the colors up enough when you don't have a lot to work with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I actually like this, and I know it was just a single home and not a complex like this, but I just had a friend who did a remodel on a home, and she went with this like white farmhouse look. She's in her 30s, and she went with this white farmhouse, like both inside and out. And I initially thought that's too much white, but she went with white and gray just like this. Turned out beautiful. So I like it myself.
So in the lower left picture, where we see the big gray wall, is that going to be just like flat? Is there siding, or is that just going to be big, flat like a concrete wall?
It's actually siding.
Oh, I can't tell that from the rendering.
Yeah,
it looks like a concrete wall. That's
Unfortunately, you can't. And unless you have the software, David, on at home on the digital one, you do have to zoom in. It does have horizontal lines. That is the cedar.
Okay, great. I couldn't tell that from the...
Yeah, I know, and you can't, unfortunately, but it will have some depth in relation to it with the material.
Yeah, okay. The base is all lap siding.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was explained in the details, and I just missed it. But okay.
Okay.
I think the design is going to show off some nice landscaping really well because of the clean lines. And I like the idea of blending the ultra modern that we've seen so much of with a little more character that this has with the trim around the garages and those things. I like it also.
All right. Okay, I'm fine with this. I thought that was a great explanation. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, then, do we have any
more? I got one more question, Dave. Okay. The downspouts on all those canopies, are those hard piped or do they discharge into the ground?
They are hard piped here and they should be tied in drains.
Okay. So the drains.
They haven't gotten that far with their building permit. Okay. But Cher, you want to address that?
Well, I mean,
they should be.
We are proposing the bioretentions on site. So yeah, they will be, I believe, connecting into those.
Okay, yeah, so it's not gonna be like a surface splash pad?
No, they should be tied in directly to the rain garden.
Perfect, okay. Mm-hmm.
And Christy, could you back up to the site plan, the first site we had up, first shot we had up?
Absolutely. Okay, we're traveling back. Here we go.
And so where your middle red arrow goes across, that little driveway that goes, what is that little, what is that?
That is a...
Is the road going to go through eventually or?
No.
No.
No, no. That is not. That is actually, hold on, let me go here further so you can see. I'm just going to cruise.
Okay.
Landscape plan. Driveway and turnaround. Let's see.
Oh, because it's a one-way loop.
One-way. So I don't, let me see if I can find a better picture of it with the turnaround.
It's a hammerhead turnaround.
Yeah, a little, let's see. Here it is, right here, the turnaround. Okay. It's actually labeled here, this particular one. That helps. So as you can see here, it is the turnaround. It's right before a rain garden that's shared between the units.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, yeah, certainly, good question. Now you saw the rest of the PowerPoint.
All right, do we have any more questions or comments, or can we go on to a motion?
I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the building exteriors as presented in the plan, and I don't think we had any conditions of approval. It's as presented.
That is correct.
And I will approve that motion. This is Bev.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much. Let's move on to landscaping.
Perfect. So the landscaping criteria, you're all very familiar with it. Use of native plants, retention of the existing vegetation is strongly encouraged where possible. And obviously the use of drought tolerant species is also encouraged. There is the requirement, though, to have a 90% coverage within 3 years of planting, and irrigation is required for all landscaping areas. Here is an overview depiction and photos of the plants proposed. I'd like to point out a personal favorite of mine, the Virginia, which I was very happy to see because I have it in my yard. It's a great plant. This is the first time I've seen it in a landscape plant. So here are the trees proposed. They are consistent with our approved street trees with the exception of the Katsura, which has been used before and I believe is also an acceptable tree. But the Bohol maple and the paper bark are on our approved street tree list. There are 7 pages of plants. These are pages 3 and 4. So So as you can see, they have a nice seasonal mix of evergreen and also deciduous, along with grasses.
Can you back up one screen, back to the first one?
Certainly. One more?
One more, yeah.
Okay, yes.
So that's the Western Red Cedar, and that is it used in hedges like that? It looks like an arborvitae hedge to me.
Oh, the Thuga pulchata? I honestly think that they're separated. I don't know, maybe if they had a different picture.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if
they're standalone, because they are in the roadway buffer.
Yeah.
Well, we're not using them as a hedge.
Okay.
Okay.
Looking at the plans, they're not like that. I think that's okay. Just a picture we were able to find.
Okay. Thank you,
sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good catch, landscape architect.
I mean, I it looked like an arborvitae hedge to me.
It does.
Is it mislabeled? Because on the next page is the arborvitae hedge in the top right corner.
Correct.
It looks very similar.
Right here. Yeah. Of course, our landscape architect noticed that, yes. So there is a nice variation of plants, and they are using some native species also. As you can see, we have the Mahonia, and we also have sword fern in the flowering currant. A good variation with the manzanitas for ground cover. Oh, and looking at the existing frontage, if you've ever been out there, you'll see that the site does dip down. The applicant is proposing to bring the grade up to street level, remove the existing sidewalk, and add in a meandering sidewalk. And there will be connections both to the north and south to the existing sidewalks along 35th. Mm-hmm. I would like to point out that I had to break up the landscape plan along the frontage into two hunks just so you could see it on the screen tonight. So if there are difficulties, let me know. I'll try to zoom in, or if you have a copy on your own computer. But as you can see, here's the street trees proposed. These are the cedar trees. They are not proposed in the hedge design, as Member Hamilton pointed out, but they are used sporadically spaced in the landscape strip. So they have the street trees here. The existing sidewalk will be removed. We have ground cover and a mix of shrubs along with the cedars in here. And then they have grass on both sides and a concrete 4-foot wide sidewalk per code that is proposed, along with a landscape bed in front of the guest parking to provide screening for that and provide visual interest. One thing the applicant does not have, they were choosing and opting not to have edging, so it's just something for the design review board to consider. And then there are the rain gardens here. Those are a stormwater facility, so staff does review those along with engineering. The landscaping is approved consistent with the DOE manual for those areas, but they have been landscaped to tie in with the formal landscaping that is proposed. And also along the northern property edge, they have a nice mix of trees and shrubs up here, and the Katsura, they'll show up on the next landscape sheet you'll see on the northern property line. So moving to the south, we have here, this is the emergency access only. You can see here they have another landscape bed to be consistent with the northern part of the property. So they each have a landscape bed on each portion of here. Then they also have another landscape bed and three additional guest parking on the south side.
So Christy, is the sidewalk out along the street, is that 4 feet wide?
Yes, it is.
It is, okay. Because that's barely, two people can hardly walk beside on a four-foot walkway, but if that's what the code is, that answers my question.
It is. So they'll have ADA accessible sidewalk through the site with the concrete. Yeah. All right.
Are there six guest parking spots?
Yes, there are six guest parking spots. A total of six. So there's three on the south and then three up this way on the north. Then each
and are there any, is there, how many parking spaces per unit are there?
Two.
In the garage? Two?
Garage,
I
yes.
Really like the land, I really like the landscape plan. I think it will make this quite an attractive piece of property.
And did I read, is that pervious paving you're using for the sidewalk?
The grasscrete for the access, the drive here is.
Okay, that's just the grasscrete. Okay, and
the drive.
What are you planting in the grasscrete? Is that the sword fern?
No, I think the grasscrete, grass. Is it grass, Cher?
I think so. I'd have to look at the civil plans.
Okay.
Actually, I'd be on
these. Where's the split between the grass type driveway and the paved driveway? Right there?
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah. So this area here, and I believe it's just grass proposed for this area on the civil plans.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And I know grass sometimes, you know, it's a little tough. You got to keep it watered in there.
Mm-hmm.
It has small pockets to grow.
Yeah. So this grasscrete, it's that that lattice work of concrete, and you plant the grass in between the little void spaces?
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very similar to what we used actually up at Polygon. And there it's filled in quite nicely up there. It's between the apartment units and a main clubhouse. They have the grasscrete there, and that's growing in quite well.
Okay, great. And the bollards, did you say those were the flexible bollards?
Yes.
I thought you said flexible, but this says removable.
Oh, you're correct. They are removable.
Okay.
Yeah, we did change those. Because they were driving through the ones on, you're correct, because they're driving right. through the ones up at River Crossing. Yes.
Okay.
So no longer the flexible, they are removable.
Okay.
Which is better, definitely better.
Yeah. I originally saw that I thought maybe the garbage truck was just going to drive right over those, but Dave's question earlier about the turnaround answered my garbage truck question, so.
Yeah, and they would too. Everyone would just plow right through them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so I did go ahead and break out the landscaping legend in case anyone had questions specifically about the plants. And with that would conclude the presentation as far as the roadway buffer goes. And I'd open that up for discussion for a design review board and questions.
Well, I'd offer a compliment the way that the plans were together and the way the different groups were put together. It was real easy to dig your way through the plan to see what plants were going to go where. The groupings were nice with the street trees and then the rain areas and then the other part. So it was easy to understand.
They did do a nice job on it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And there's a great mix of materials and one heck of a lot of plant material as well. Can't imagine what the bill's going to be, but that's not my problem.
Well, we have an idea. We're getting estimates from them right now.
And they're good size plant materials, so they should be established and do real well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I did have a detailed comment on this, and this is on one of the plans you did not show, but it was sheet L3 in attachment 4.
Okay.
Sheet L3.
L3, okay.
In attachment 4. So there is a note in there. I think it's note 7. It says to have a 2-inch depth bark ring around the trees. But then up in your detail, you have 3 to 4 inches mulch. And I typically see 3 to 4 inches mulch just for good weed coverage. Can we go ahead and increase that 2-inch depth on that bark ring to 3 or 4 inches to match the shrubs? Or was there some other reason you guys were only going with 2 inches there?
It's just what my landscape architect had put down in her notes. So,
okay. Can we increase that? The 3 to 4 inches? Okay. Yeah. Minor comment. But yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Good. Okay. Any other comments or questions before design review board makes a motion on the roadway buffer?
This is Dave Hamilton. I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the landscaping plan for the development as proposed. And we have one condition of approval, that the note for the bark rings around the trees be increased from 2 inches to 3 to 4 inches.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
A second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Very good.
Perfect. Moving forward to the interior private landscaping, we have the same landscaping criteria that is applicable. So looking here on the northern part of the property line, you will see the landscape bed from 35th that does extend down the whole entire northern property line and wraps slightly to the south on the eastern property line, so it encompasses the pedestrian pathway. We also have the Katsura trees proposed up here, which they provide a very nice focal point. They're a very beautiful tree. They're proposed up here along with the grass around the stormwater facility, the rain garden. As you will notice, the applicant is proposing in front of the homes and on the lots to form very similar street trees along the frontage here. So each lot you will see has 1 to 2 trees proposed in front of it to provide a consistent streetscape look. And then taking a look to the south, you can see how the landscaping theme continues. They also have proposed between the units here on the 5-plex, slightly larger landscape beds with additional ground cover and shrubs is a focal point. They have grass in the rear here and along with a hedgerow on the southern property line and a tie-in here with another street tree. So you have a uniform look along the frontage of the private road. And with that, I would throw that open, the internal landscaping, for questions for Design Review Board.
So what is the surface of the pathway going through?
The surface of the pathway here, I'm going to have to zoom in. I think it is asphalt.
Okay. But it is hard surface. It's not going to be crushed rock or something.
No.
Like we
faced. No, it won't be crushed rock.
Okay.
Continuation then of what is leading into it, basically.
Correct. Oh, a continuation of it?
Yeah. I mean, you said the path, there's an existing path that goes.
Correct.
All the way down to that point, and I'm just wondering whether that's.
It's currently asphalt.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is there any type of fencing around the perimeter on the north and?
They have not proposed anything at this time, and to the north is actually wetland area.
There is a fence there for the wetland area. There's a,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I don't know.
Okay.
They haven't proposed anything yet. The applicant has not. Now, to the south is the Pacific Topsoil site.
Yeah, yeah.
They may want to fence down there.
And to the east behind the buildings, that's just native area and will remain native area, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
They do have a retaining wall back behind here. There will be a rock wall. And then all this area here above the blue area, that is native growth protection area.
Okay, great.
All right. Do you guys happen to know yet, do you have curb cuts along here? Is there a traditional curb and gutter along this the interior road?
It's all at grade.
It's all at grade, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like a private drive aisle, like a big continuation of like a private driveway.
Okay, but so there's not like a curb?
Like I think there's, like a rolled edge.
Okay. What I was wondering is if you had any drainage that's going into the landscaped areas in between all those townhomes. So those little landscaped areas in between each lot, are you routing drainage that way? Do you know at this point?
No, I'm not quite sure how to answer that question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering if you were using that as bioretention, those spots closer to the homes.
They aren't proposed on the symbols formally, but that's not a bad idea to allow, if they have any type of rolled edge, to allow a pass through to those areas if they choose to advise.
I've seen it in recent more GSI projects where you would allow like smaller areas with just a little curb cut. It's all along Seattle Hill Road now too, also.
Correct. Yes. So.
Okay.
So that's food for thought.
Okay. I didn't have any other comments.
Any further comments or questions from the board?
I don't know if there's no other comments. I think we have a couple items on the findings and conclusions, right?
We have the one about curb cuts to the landscape areas Tina just mentioned. I don't think there was another one, was there?
Okay, never mind. All right, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the internal landscaping plan as presented to staff, with the one recommendation that they consider curb cuts to those small landscape areas located between the buildings.
Have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much.
Perfect. That concludes staff presentation. And the last night is, I wish you all a wonderful weekend, even though supposedly rain's supposed to hit.
Yeah.
But I do want to say, for being a Zoom meeting for our committee, and we can't get together, I think this worked very well. Thank you for setting it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Sherry.
Yes. Thank you.
Much appreciated.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very efficient.
Went smoothly. Mm-hmm. Means I couldn't talk as much.
No wonder it went so fast.
There you go.
That was the biggest plus. Okay.
So what is that? What was the, I can't remember what you said at the beginning of the meeting. What's the outlook for having a meeting next month?
At this point in time, we do not have any applications, but we will know by the end of the month. Actually, okay. Slightly before the end of the month. So we'll send an email out letting you know if the meeting's canceled or not before the end of June.
All right, great.
Okay. So for us to have a live meeting, what phase do we have to be at? Would we have to be to phase 3 to do a live meeting because of the 5-person thing?
I believe so.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any further knowledge? I think that would be phase 3.
And honestly, everything that I'm doing with, I guess, professionally, people are going above and beyond. So even though, like, we are in phase 2 in certain counties, people are, on my client side and actually on the professional side, are staying home until past Labor Day.
Okay.
Good to know.
What's the city doing? Are you guys in the office at all?
No. We're actually not permitted in the office unless we have a scheduled authorized appointment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it might be something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any idea when you might be allowed back in?
We're hoping beginning of July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hoping, but we have not heard nothing official yet.
Okay.
I'd be reasonably sure that for the next few months, we're going to be doing Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will change my background then.
I look forward to seeing new backgrounds.
I'm going to have to find one, so.
Yeah, there you go.
All you see is my map of the mountains out here.
There you go.
And that works. That's good. Yeah. Well, thank you all. It was wonderful to see all of you.
Yeah, great.
And thank you, Village Life. Lisa,
thank you.
Cher.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
So with that, I guess we're adjourned. Okay. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Right.
Bye.
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 Thank
you.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, we're done. Actually,
I know. That went well. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, I didn't do anything, but it did go well. Your presentation went well. You look good. You look like you were looking at them, not off to the side. So,
thanks. I changed out of my t-shirt.
Oh, can I? Let's see.
Oh, you're going to stop the audio?
I need to stop the recording, but I think I need you to quit sharing screens so I can do that.
Okay. So I am stopping sharing my screen. So stop share, and there we go.
And there's my recording.